20 minutes now before 10 o'clock. You go and you go and you go and you go, and then all of a sudden the kids are done, out of school, summer vacation. Superintendent of Port Huron Area School District, Jamie Kane, is with us right now. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, the buildings are empty.
It's
well,
hard
sort
to,
of.
It's hard to believe. You know, I came in Monday and you just get that realization. The kids are not here.
Yeah.
So still have adults around and things
right.
going on with the adults in the district, but yeah, our kids are enjoying their break and well-deserved.
And so during the summer, you take advantage of the fact the kids and the teachers aren't there because there's a lot of work to be done in the buildings.
We do. So to remind our community, it's kind of a part in our dust, but it's a very exciting time as people walk and drive around the community. As soon as we get our kids out, we certainly have continued the work with our bond. We have three elementary buildings, Central Middle School, Port Huron Northern, and our Early Childhood Center, all under work as we speak. A total of 8 facilities across the district are continuing the bond work that was passed, and it's exciting. Our facilities are being transformed, and you know, we have an average of 40 to 50, in some places up to 80 people working on each site daily now through the summer. So a flurry of activity, and if people are around and about, they could check that progress as it moves.
Absolutely. And the state legislature last week approved a budget. It's on the governor's desk. I guess he hasn't signed it just yet, but it all looks like it's going to go through. And that allows you now to know how much money you're likely to have for schools.
Absolutely. The one thing we've always appreciated about this governor is usually wrapping the state budget by the end of June, which helps us because we used to have to really just do our best guess at what our school funding is going to be. And, you know, to remind people, our funding is primarily tied to the number of students that we have enrolled in the district.
Right.
What we're looking at, once the governor does sign, is it looks like we may get the largest increase per pupil we've had in a long, long time, $240 per pupil increase for the Port Huron schools. And that's a wonderful thing. And so people might say, well, that's great, you have all this extra money. But one of the biggest challenges we have is the formula with how funding is calculated in the state of Michigan, because the entire state is in a declining enrollment situation.
Right.
For example, we continue to lose over 200 students per year. So as we budgeted this year, we have budgeted conservatively and tentatively for that $240 increase, and our board just approved a preliminary budget last evening at our board meeting. But when we project number of students we anticipate losing, we really almost negate that $240 increase by the number of kids that we no longer have. And so, you know, we appreciate the increase, but it continues the narrative and discussion that has to take place. Is we have to look at changing the funding structure for Michigan public schools, because doing it by enrollment when every school continues to see enrollment decline is really not helping any of us have more revenue on hand.
Right. So what would you favor in terms of school funding?
I think that what we have to look at is some type of system where we can have some type of a set amount of money that we can count on every year for revenue, whether it's based on taxes, whether it's based on other factors, that doesn't tie everything so heavily to the student enrollment piece. Not saying that shouldn't be a factor. If I had all the answers, I'd probably be in Lansing, but I don't think it's a situation where one person can really develop, and I think we have to keep talking. You know, there's been a lot of studies done on Michigan schools and how we're funded, and in a school the size of Port Huron, it's been concluded by a group of a lot of people outside of the education profession that we're underfunded anywhere from $800 to $1,200 per pupil. So again, we're not complaining. We appreciate the increase, but you know, I think we just have to roll up our sleeves and have real discussion on how we change the formula, because even though it's an increase, as we continue to lose students, something's going to have to change, or our public schools are just going to continue to never have anything more than what they started with. So a 240 increase helps us break even once we lose our students.
What do you suppose is the biggest reason for a decline in enrollment? Is it that people are moving out of Michigan? Is it that there are fewer kids being born here in Michigan? Is it that people are finding other alternatives to public schools?
Yeah, I think that the biggest factor is birth rate. We just have fewer kids in the state of Michigan being born, and therefore we have fewer school-aged children. We've seen, I think, trends for the first time in a long time, more inward migration to the state than outward. That's a positive trend, but that's not impacting the schools yet. Certainly not impacting Port Huron schools. So that's the biggest factor for us and for most school districts. And certainly for us, we also have the competitive nature of schools today where people do have choices. That does impact us, but even if you took that off the table, birth rate would be the biggest factor for us. Of course, you know, the choice piece is there. And for us, you know, we are committed to building the best district we can. We want our families to choose Port Huron Schools. We want them to trust that what we're offering their child benefits them from preschool all the way through post-secondary, because we participate in the Blue Water Middle College, right, which allows our students to get a free college degree. I mean, really, no strings attached. It's free and sets them off to a great start for their future. So we offer comprehensive programming, all the work we're doing with our bond proposal, all the different enhancements. We think we have a very competitive district to offer, but we have to have school-aged children to take advantage of that. So our focus is our kids, our community, and hoping that the families in our community will choose our district.
What are some of the highlights of the proposed Port Huron, the preliminary budget for Port Huron Schools?
Yeah. So I think the big thing is, the first thing the board did last night was they hear the revision for the previous year's budget. The board has policy that says we should sit at 15 to 20% of fund equity. In today's day and age, it's a very, very unrealistic number for us to hit. So we've had an unofficial target of 8% or more, which essentially means we have dollars on hand in case of emergency, or if we need to spend unexpectedly, it's there. It's like our savings account, if you will. So we were able to come in right at 9% fund equity, we anticipate, for the end of this school year, which was really good. Good fiscal management for the district. Again, keep in mind, we have close to a $90 million budget, so that's a lot of different line items and departments, and you add grants into their food service money, a lot of different colors of money, as I would call it. But ultimately, $90 million budget. And we anticipate that with the positive variance, meaning we hope that we won't have a ton of unexpected expenses, that at the end of next year, we'll come in right about that 9% mark as well. So we're maintaining, we're steady. Some of our biggest impacts of the proposed budget that the board recommended is increases in compensation for all of our employees. And, you know, our philosophy will continue to be going forward, take care of our students and spend on them and their programming, but also let's spend on our employees. They go hand in hand in my heart and mind. And it's really been the philosophy we've had, and our board supports that, is we have to continue to provide, and in honesty, in most cases it's modest, but modest increases to all of our employees. We have to retain them and we have to attract. And we have to certainly show that we value them. So, you know, this budget shows a significant commitment to all of our employees getting increases going forward. For example, our teachers group is average increase of about 2.4% for next year. And we'd like to do more for them, but, you know, we feel that's a pretty fair number given this market.
So this is the preliminary budget. All things, you know, staying the same, the board will then look at and approve a final budget, next month?
Yep. So what we do, by law, they're required to approve a preliminary budget by July 1. And so our process is every June we bring it to them. We have a public hearing. The public can ask questions and have comments. Our board then approves the preliminary budget. And then in October we bring them our first quarter budget revision. And we also bring them another second quarter revision in the winter. So it's progressively updated through the year. So again, last night was the third quarter revision. And really what a good measuring stick for our committee to do is to look at where did we say we would, where we predicted last year at this time we would probably end, and did we meet that mark? And we were within about $50,000 of where we said we would be. So again, that's a compliment to our finance department and our leadership there, and certainly our board for, you know, their fiscal management and being good stewards of the community's money.
Now that the 2017-2018 school year is in the rear view, was it a good school year for Port Huron?
We've had a great year. You know, again, just we have so many students that are doing great things every day, whether it's kindergarten classrooms, fourth grade classrooms, whether it's our kids, like our, we have a young lady going off to Harvard in the fall. We have lots of success stories. And every year for me, you know, in a district our size, I don't get to know all the kids personally. It's probably one of the biggest things I miss about being, you know, in the classroom or in a building as a principal, which I used to do. But it's always a gift to me at commencement time when we start to see the individual success stories of where all of these seniors had been and where they're going. And we have kids going all around the country making a huge impact, and then their roots are here. And, you know, we're always hopeful that they'll come back or they'll stay, because we want this region to be vibrant. We want our graduates being a major factor of that citizenship here. But we're really proud of the accomplishments. And that's, again, a credit to those kids, those families, and our staff who really helped mold and shape the people that they are. So very successful year. Like I said, we have eight buildings under construction this summer. So we continue to build a better Port Huron schools, and we're excited about the future.
All right. Summer goes by way too fast, doesn't
it? It'll be probably over before we can blink, but that's okay.
That's all right. That's the way it goes. Jamie, thanks for coming in. I always appreciate it. Yeah. Jamie Kane, the superintendent of Port Huron Schools, with us on WPHM 10 before 10 o'clock.